From late spring to mid-autumn, North America is subject to one of nature's most inexplicable phenomena, the tornado. In the Bible, these are referred to as whirlwinds and are used to demonstrate the power and might of God. In our time, tornadic events are generally unpredictable until right at the time they occur. Even then, armed with sophisticated weather radar and imaging stations, it's difficult to confirm the existence of a raging vortex. Often, professional meteorologists must rely on weather spotters and witnesses to determine the location and nature of the storm. Many times, it's not until after the storm has struck that its nature and degree are understood. With that in mind, as we look at physical things that speak to us of God's power, we find that this is used in both a figurative and literal manner to demonstrate the nature and ability of the Lord. We know the story of Job, how he was hated for being righteous by Satan, who accused him of serving God only for the benefits. Satan was allowed to destroy Job's possessions, family, livestock, and servants in a variety of ways, and then to afflict the man but not kill him, Job chapters 1 through 3. Accused of deceit, unrighteousness, and hypocrisy by his friends, it was the appearance of the Lord speaking to Job from a whirlwind that turned all human voices to silence and caused even the righteous Job to repent, in Job chapters 38 through 42. As Elijah neared the end of his stay on earth, understanding God would take him soon, his successor Elisha asked for a double portion of the prophet's spirit to carry on the work. To this, Elijah stated, "Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so." 2 Kings 2:10. As they journeyed, a chariot and horses of fire came between them, and Elijah was carried away in the chariot by a whirlwind in 2 Kings 2:11. This is a powerful statement of God's deliverance and ability to save, as Elijah, weary of the state of the nation, had prayed to die. In the writings of Solomon, God speaks of the speed and severity of his judgment against those who wouldn't listen and invokes the image of the whirlwind. "I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you," in Proverbs 1, 26 through 27. We understand the brutal nature of the whirlwind and how it can't be tamed or stopped until its energy is expended. God's wrath and judgment against evil share this characteristic with whirlwinds. God also uses the image of the whirlwind to denote the instability of lives that aren't godly. "As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation." Proverbs 10:25. The power of God's judgment is described in a fashion that should cause dread to rise in the hearts of those who don't obey. "For behold, the Lord will come with fire, and with his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire," in Isaiah 66:15. The prophet Nahum wrote concerning the evil of the Assyrians as well as the patience and power of God. He writes, "The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet." Nahum 1:3. A being who can create, control, and overcome the whirlwind is indeed one to be loved, feared, and obeyed. God has placed his unique signature all around us in the world in the magnitude of creation and the powerful forces that animate it, all of which are under the constant control and care of their creator and master.